The Niagara Gorge Corridor project includes removal of the Robert Moses Parkway, which first opened to motorists in the mid-1960s, but is maligned by critics who say the roadway cuts off Niagara Falls residents from the river. Mayor Paul Deister says many nearby residents have never been able to enjoy their waterfront and the view of the falls as seen downriver.
If you go two blocks from here, three-quarters of the people will never have stood on this spot and looked at that view of Niagara Falls, because landing that we're standing on here, this is a relatively new project. It's only been here. This will be the third season that this trail will be open.
Congressman Brian Higgins is urging the Federal Highway Administration to speed up its approval of a draft design report. He says the feds don't have to cover most of the spending. The New York Power Authority is picking up 70% of construction costs.
The New York Power Authority planned the parkway. They built it, evicted several scores of homeowners and other property owners to seize the land on which it sits. The New York Power Authority owns the land under the parkway to this day, and therefore the New York Power Authority should fix this.
Under the current timeline, construction would begin late next year, but Higgins says Niagara Falls residents have waited long enough. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.